Hello, this is Chris 200, and just checking in here to the weed stock. Went back, looked at some pictures from earlier this afternoon. Looks like you guys are having a great time. Wish I was there. I'm going to be going to bed here shortly. So, I'm looking forward to looking at the recordings there in the future. Have a good time.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. For a 20-foot press, it's always welcome.
Minutes early. Forgive me, God, me with the pygmies down in New Guinea. Got a balmy 96. Balmy 96 degrees. Hotter than hell. Humid as hell. Debating now if I should just go home, try and get home before 5, or do I go somewhere? I really don't have anywhere to go, and I don't have any money to spend, so I think I'll go home. Spent some time today looking at cars on the internet. Out of all the cars I looked at, there was only one Prius. I heard a podcast today where an individual was driving a Prius, so I thought, hey, 50, 60 miles to the gallon? Yeah, I'd be all over that. Well, there was only one, and it was a 2001, 4 or 5 year old car, and they still wanted $18,000 for it. So I don't think I can get that one. I looked at other sites, I couldn't find any other sites. Gas is closely approaching $2.50. I am on my third trip this week. Today is Wednesday. I filled up, I think, on Monday morning. 225 miles. The odometer says 19. 889 miles on this beast. Looked it up on Kelly Blue Book. With the condition that this thing is in, it's worth a whopping $500. But it gets me to work. I spend more on insurance in a year than what the car's worth. How can that be? Just don't understand that. Probably pay more in taxes and well, maybe not. Still over $100. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's below $100. I don't know. See, that doesn't happen very often. I got the green arrow on my left turn here up 56th Street. Man, I'm dripping. Dripping wet. Well, I checked my podcast site today. Not sure exactly how FeedBurner does it, but it says
I have a whopping, 8 more listeners. It was up from 17 to 24. So I guess that's kind of exciting. Man, I wish I could get a different car. I wish I could afford something. I wish another job would open up somewhere. I wish the people would get back to me that I sent resumes to, 2-3 weeks ago. I haven't heard anything from them. Am I not qualified? Am I overqualified? Is that my name? My sex? Are they looking for females? Minority females? I don't know. Car still smells like wetness. Supposed to rain last night or today or something. I don't think it's gonna happen. It's too damn hot. Got a different battery. This one's about dead. Listen to Trucker Tom today. He was talking about speeding up podcasts. Maybe I'll do that with this one. I'm not saying a whole lot. Hey, there's one of those semis that says Hummer on the side of it. What is that all about? Is it a truck line called Hummer? Is it for the Hummer vehicle made by GM? Is it some other company? Wow. So hot they don't even run the wind generators out here today. You know what that means? Is there no wind? Maybe they're working on them. Maybe it's maintenance. Truck moved over for me, finally. Hopefully I don't have the audio problems that I had before. I got my side window cracked a little bit, so I'm not completely roasted in here. My wife wants to go to the mall tonight. I wonder if I can talk her into going to Council Bluffs or somewhere. Somewhere we can get something to eat. Oh, I do have some hamburger in the fridge. Probably should use. Counting up my shows, I've got 23. This would be 24, I believe, out there. Hopefully I changed the feed. But it shows all of the shows, unless FeedBurner truncates the number of shows I got out there, or the number of entries. So what's been going on? I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I've been entertaining the idea of going on, moving on to a different band. They're kind of a little bit older style music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kind of kind of a wedding, kind of a more of a wide open format, not a whole lot of newer stuff. So I'm not sure what that's all about, but man, I'm dripping wet. So I don't know if I'm going to go over there tomorrow or not. I was going to give that guy a call. Maybe I'll give him a call tonight, or maybe he'll give me a call. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking I don't want to do it now. It costs too much friction at home. I was supposed to get a package today in the mail. I wonder if I did. No idea what the hell it might be, because I got everything except the one item that was back ordered. It was still showing that it was back ordered, so maybe that was what was back ordered. What was printed on there was back ordered at that time. I don't know. I should have searched it and seen if there was anything else out there. More inventory for that item out there on the website. I bought one of the last ones, or the last one that they had available, so. It's kind of interesting. I was on the Zounds, Z-Z-O-U-N-D-S, or Z-O-U-N-D, website, doing some looking at stuff. An Omaha police car going to Lincoln. And then I went to, same day music, and everything was rounded up to the nearest dollar. So like if something was $3.95 on Zound, it was $4 on the other site. And the other site was offering free shipping, so I went with them. I guess I should have quoted it out both ways. I didn't quite do it all. I just said screw it, let's do it one way or the other. I'm sure it cost me maybe a dollar more or a dollar less than one way or the other, so. I think they're affiliated. I think they're the same company. I don't think I've ever gotten a same day music catalog. I've gotten the Zounds catalog, gotten the Musician's Friend, American Musical, the AMS, American Musical Supply. Full Compass, they're kind of pricey. They kind of just basically sell everything right at retail cost. They don't discount at all. But I got some cabling, $20 worth of cabling, $40 worth of strings, a mic stand, let's see what else, one of the items, I ordered two of these, got one. The one item I did get is a Fender guitar stand, which is really small and compact that I can slide under my amp or in my gig bag, and it's not a big behemoth like some of the other stands that I have, so I'm pretty impressed and pretty happy with those stands. They're nothing fancy, but they'll do the job on the road, so that's why I got those. For my road gear, I don't want to carry that stuff, that big bulky stuff around. Actually, I should bring this other stuff in the house. See what else. Oh, I also bought a mounting plate for my electronics, my 9030, Zoom 9030. Thinking about building, I didn't know what shape to get, what to do it, and I think I had some material, but I didn't want to risk it, you know, paint it, do all that stuff, so I just ordered one. It was only $10 for it in a piece of plastic and some Velcro, so hell, that was worth my time. I didn't have to go hunt down any Velcro, which I thought I had some extra loops, I couldn't find it. I had a huge, almost a whole full length of loops. And
because what I did is I bought a box of this, I think it's 2 inches wide, Velcro, and I used all the hooks on bottoms of my equipment and stuff, and just carpeted everything with like automotive type carpet, and it works really well for sticking stuff. And I'm going to piss a bunch of people off here. Sticking stuff down, so I should have had a whole bunch of loops somewhere, but I couldn't find them. So I ended up having to use the Velcro that they sent me. And it worked out. Yeah, 2 pieces of each, so I got it to work. Jeez, that guy's got a load there. So anyway, got that mounted. I practiced a little bit last night. I didn't sound very good. I couldn't hear myself. Wife was being bitchy and crabby. I didn't want to deal with that. So. Anyway, I think I'm going to let you go. I'm going to slow her down to 60 here and try and save some gas. And check in again to Audio On Demand. It's hotter than hell here. See you later.